This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Presidential candidates today often use new media and TV to promote their campaigns. They also still use an old-fashioned promotional method, one that not only gets the attention of voters, but collectors too. Brad Narstad's first taste of the political arena was volunteering for 1988 Democratic presidential candidate Michael Dukakis. As thanks for his work, he received a variety of Dukakis for President campaign buttons. Narstad put them away in a drawer, not thinking too much of them at the time. Then 4 years later, as a law student at the University of Illinois, Narstad saw buttons for Republicans and Democrats running that year.
And I picked up a button from everybody, and then when I went home for break, I found the Dukakis buttons, pulled those out. My mother gave me a Kennedy button that she had kept from the 1960 elections, and it snowballed from there.
Narstad has now collected close to 1,600 buttons from presidential campaigns dating as far back as 1896. He's found them in places as varied as antique shops and eBay.
I try to collect buttons that will tell someone the theme. What were the issues of that particular campaign?
Narstad says in the 1896 race, for example, Republicans fought for the gold standard, while Democrats the silver standard, and buttons for the candidates reflected what they backed. Narstad is a 1989 graduate of Monmouth College. He returned to the school to show off the collection, which will remain on display at the college's Hughes Library until Election Day, November 8th. He estimates he spent around $100,000 on the collection. I'm T.J. Carson, Tri-State's Public Radio News.